Welcome to Catspina Music. Sing ho. Won't you play it loud?
Don't you turn it down? Sing ho. So today I welcome to the program Engaging the Muse my good friend Josh Nova, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, fashion designer, dancer, the list goes on. And he is here to talk to us tonight about his journey through music and his creativity. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you.
Great.
It's exciting. I'm so excited to talk to you.
So now just going back a little bit, I always consider, so how did I come to have this person on my show? And we share the early part of the journey when we were just starting out, going to open mics, and we met at a local bar, and the rest is history. So we have a lot between us, but I just want to start with having you tell us a little bit about some of your early experiences with music and why it's been such an important part of your life to keep going no matter what is going on.
It's been really interesting, Kat. The last, obviously this last year has been interesting for everybody, but it's offered me like a really good platform to reflect on all that, because, you know, as I'm sitting around the house, I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, what can I do? And obviously, like, as a musician or a songwriter, you know, there's always something to do, but it's like, it's just like a really good time for like self-reflection. And even like, I had time to think back that far to like, where did this all start? Like, why did I start doing this, and how? And I think back to my early years in school, in middle school, I think was really the first time I realized how much I cared about music. I think I mean, if there was no chorus class, I don't think I would have showed up for school, period. Maybe that and maybe art class. And that was like, you know, when you realize like that's your motivating factor to like wake up in the morning and you're like, I got to get to this chorus, I'm going to nail this solo or whatever. And so, you know, I sang a lot in school. I sang a lot in church growing up. And I had practice to do a solo for Music in the Parks in Hershey Park, Pennsylvania. It was our school versus 22 other schools. And I won Best Soloist Award there. And it was like, you know, it was like I won a Grammy or something. You know, it was just like such a defining moment. And also the talent shows that I would do, I would really look forward to those like during school. Like the whole year would be like about the talent show for me. Like that was the one time for 3 minutes I was going to be on the stage and be like, look at me, you know. But, you know, I would do that. And then people like that normally wouldn't talk to me would come up to me and just, you know, congratulate me or thank me or just be like, you know, thanks for sharing, or wow, you're really talented, or like you have a great voice. And like all those things were like just really key to like, I guess, establishing this career, you know? And since then, I think I've been battling or struggling to make it, I guess, you know, and that means so many things these days. But for me, you know, it wound up being that I'm making it myself. I'm very DIY. I produce everything myself. I write everything almost myself. Now I'm working with other people, which is nice, but I'm not, you know, I've tried out for American Idol. I've done the whole sign me up thing, worked with other labels, and it just sort of ended up like this. And I'm really happy about it, because I, you know, I put in the work, I put in the time, I get to be in control of all aspects. Like, okay, what picture do I want on the album cover? I'm taking the photo, like I'm dressing myself up, I'm, you know, mixing this song. Like when is it going to be done? Like, God, I wish I had a team of 20 people and like just all this stuff. But I've finally gotten to a place now where I'm in a routine with it and I'm able to create and produce and put things out. And I feel like I'm ready to share that with everybody. So it's exciting.
As I'm hearing you, you've learned so much from the idea of just going for it and you doing it for you. And it's also coming about that you are in control. So what does it mean for you? And what were some of the things or key moments that had you start looking at your structure? How do you manage yourself when you don't have a team? What were some of the sort of daily things that you had to change and look at in order to really elevate to the level that you're at now?
Yeah, I mean, it's all just a process, you know, and you sort of realize that as you're going through it and you go through it over and over again and you stand up and you fall and you're just like, you know, do I just give up now or do I just get back up? And I've always gotten back up and kept going, and that's been rewarding for me. And I think that's why I keep going. But you know, as a young artist, like you definitely, can't speak for everybody, but I know for me, for a very long time, for a good maybe 10 years, I just felt like I want to go from like point A to point Z today. And that's just how it's going to be, you know? And it's like, I'm going to audition for American Idol. I'm going to go straight to the top and I'm going to just, you know, and just take off into outer space. And it's like, no, well, that didn't work. Like, okay, well, I'm going to get signed and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have a number one record and I'm going to, you know, blow up. And it's like, okay, no, that didn't happen. so what is it like? What, you know, those weren't really like motivating factors. They were just like these ideals, ideas that I think a lot of people sort of get like sucked into. It's like, at the end of the day, I would find like, I only have me and, you know, I had to really teach myself to rely on myself. It was like, there was times when I was in a band and, you know, part of the band wouldn't show up for a gig or, you know, be there to record, you know, the time slot that I had available or whatever. And it's like, oh, I can't do that right now. You know, I'm not a guitarist. And it's like, well, I'm just going to get a guitar and I'm going to just play it myself. F you guys, because you know, like, I'm not waiting around for this, you know? So I did. I picked up the guitar. I picked up the piano. I'm like, let me just learn how to do this. And, you know, throughout the years, I've taught myself how to do a variety of things, you know, even graphic design and stuff that I do for the album covers. And it's a lot, but it's really important to keep on going and to recognize, like, as long as you're doing it, that you're successful. Because in my heart, I want to share my music with other people or my feelings. You know, I started writing poetry and then that turned into songs. And I realized that I touched certain people when I sang them. Certain people would cry and talk to me and thank me for sharing. And I don't really know, like, I was doing all that, but now I do. And I'm like, okay, so you know, what's really important to me is staying true to myself and continuing my progress here as a writer and producer. And, you know, the more and more you do it, the better and better you get at it. You know, if you don't want to put the time in, you're not going to get there. So it's like, I have put the time in and I continue to. And I just can only hope that others will recognize that and appreciate it, you know?
I keep going back in my mind to the time that we met and what the landscape was like in the early 2010s, right? And the mindset and what the market was like and how we were working then to now. But I just keep seeing so much of you be the one doing it all. The more and more it comes back to me, I'm like flashing back and realizing your web skills, your graphic design, your business sense, everything about it. And somebody like yourself is successful because not everybody can do that. A lot of artists just struggle to maintain the business side because they're so creative. So you being able to encompass all those parts of it make you the entrepreneur that I know you to be. So that's incredible. Going back to how much you have taught yourself and really learned the instruments, you had mentioned your high school music teacher. Can you share a little bit more about what that experience was like, or what they may have mentored you with, or how that person really made an impact on you and what you wanted to do with your voice?
Yeah, Mrs. Rodriguez, she was sort of a mentor, and just, she was like Mother Goose for all the singers, you know. She's just like, she knew if like you were talented, she was like, I'm going to make something of this person. You know, she was just always like there. And my parents too, hired her to teach me, some vocal lessons, especially what leading up to the solo competition. Yeah. I remember her telling me to eat an onion like before I did the solo. And I just thought it was like the most bizarre thing. And I'm like, and I go to my mom, I'm like, she wants me to eat an onion, you know? And I'm like, and my mom's like laughing, and I don't know like if this is the right thing to do or not, but I ate the onion and I won. So, hey, I guess that's a thing. There's all kinds of tricks, I guess, you can do. But anyway, back to Mrs. R, she was just always a really cool, supportive, person of me singing, and, I needed that, and I'm glad she was there for me then. And I'm really appreciative of other people who teach music and, you know, share it with kids and with the world. It's just such an important, beautiful thing. And for me, I mean, it's like such an unlimited like venue. Like, you can always learn like to play better, or like a new chord, or just a new arrangement, some kind of, you know, different genre. And it's exciting, you know, it's like, it never ends. There's like this endless platform of like, you know, you can whatever you can imagine or create. And so I think that's what I like about it the most. And it's really great now for all of the things that I've worked on, like my whole life, for it all to sort of like come together. Especially with this upcoming music video release. I mean, this is the first time I'm sort of stepping into like video world. But just all those aspects are just sort of come all together within the video. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I was like, all right, I have this skill. I have that. Like, now my only like problems are like, you know, technology issues and like, like, yeah, I can do this if my version of Photoshop still works. Like, with the current
and the computer's not screaming for updates and all of that goodness.
Yeah, or like I don't need like a USB-C cord to charge my phone now because Apple wants me to use their new products, like stupid stuff like that. But it's not, I mean, I shouldn't complain.
You'll be an IT person next, you know.
Exactly. That's my next job. Yeah, probably could do that, you know. Or, you know, at least, at the very least, just get like a studio cat to help me out with all the wires. Cause I like live in a box of wires. Like, I feel like, I mean, you can see some around me right now, but like, there's just so many different cords and shapes and things you gotta plug in to get it, you know, just one microphone to work. And you gotta remember where you put them.
I love it. You know, when you mentioned to me that this is your first music video, I actually almost didn't believe you for a minute. I'm like, and I've known you for all this time too. I'm like, no, he's had a music video. What, I'm missing something. But it's true. This is your first music video. So tell me, how did it go? What was your vision and some of the obstacles, and how did you overcome them in producing a video during a pandemic?
I mean, it was just, you know, as I'm sitting here, like thinking back on things, I'm like, yeah, I haven't had a music video. I've certainly tried. I've done like, you know, a few live shows on YouTube or whatever. But that's not what I was thinking, you know? So I'm like, how can I produce something? So I'm in my room, literally like right here behind me on that wall. And I've got some lights and things I ordered on Amazon, and I've got like, you know, my selfie stick out or whatever. And I'm taking pictures and just, you know, dressing myself up in a costume and just feeling out different looks and just trying to conceptualize what I imagine like for this song, and then also like what song was going to be the first song that I'm going to put out. So after sitting around thinking for hours and hours and hours, I finally was like, all right, this is the song. We're going to do the battle. You know, I called up my friend who I knew did videography, and I hadn't seen him in like 10 years. And I just happened to be living in a similar area as him. And turns out he's still around and still working in videography, and he makes little short movies and stuff. And I said, hey, you know, I know we're in the middle of a pandemic right now, but you know, you want to throw on a mask and let's just conceptualize something and try to shoot it. Cause I mean, I could have done it maybe by myself, like in some ways, but I really wanted to work with someone else. And it's just so difficult to film yourself and then edit yourself and whatnot. So I reached out, and he was down. So we kind of got together. I sent him the track, and we just sort of made a plan. Like, this is what we're going to do. And every little aspect of it was challenging. I had to hit this wall, like, and a similar wall that I always hit, where it's like, do you just give up, or like, do you just keep going? And I just felt this was like the ultimate wall. And I was like, no, I'm like, I was just ready. Like, I recorded all the tracks of this album. I really wanted to jump out on stage and get a band together and go on tour. Like, this is what I've been dreaming of doing. Okay, so scratch that. You can't do that right now. So what are you going to do? All right, well, let me make videos. I can make videos for the whole record, you know, if I want to do that. And so it was like a positive spin on it. And I'm glad that I did. I pushed through. And now I've got the experience of doing that. And I'm going to do it again and again until I'm done making videos for this record. But the song is called The Battle. It's about all this. It's about just fighting through everything to get to where I am now, and trying to make it worthwhile.
Right. When you have an idea and you start conceptualizing it and you put it together, you can execute it. Maybe it takes 2 months, 2 years, 5 years, but you can see it. And in my mind, I'm flashing back to all your different types of personalities as a musician. But when I met you, you were that singer-songwriter. And to who you are now, Josh Nova, why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is for you to step into music from sort of this pseudo personality or this role? How did that come about for you?
I'm just really just trying to find myself and my sound, and like, you know, I'm experimenting with all these different instruments and these different synth sounds and producing stuff, and oftentimes mixing different genres. Like, you'll have a hip hop beat with like a rock chorus or, you know, whatever. And in a lot of ways, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but I know that I have a good ear. You know, I know what I like to hear. And I know what I like. And so making those choices, like in the production and stuff. And I guess Josh Nova really represents me just finally putting it all together and having a produced sound, like coming from that singer-songwriter place. Back then when I met you, I could only barely play guitar and sing, you know, and I was maybe just fooling around with GarageBand or something. You know, at this point I'm using Logic and Pro Tools and whatever is available to me. I'm like, I need to try this out. And there's always new stuff, and it just keeps going and going. But I guess that's what the Josh Nova project is for me. It's just everything kind of coming together. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. What's your vision for, yeah, absolutely. What's your vision for Nova Stream? Is that something that you can give us a little bit more of an overview about what you see for this moving forward?
Yeah, so Nova Stream is my stream label, I guess, like a record label in the modern time. And I really wanted it to be, I just kind of wanted to put out my catalog, like my back catalog of all of these different experiences or characters that I've sort of portrayed like over time and, you know, playing live at Lucy's. And I had recorded a whole album. I never released it. I only played it live, you know, there's, so there's that. I have all this material that I want to put out. And so part of me was like, oh, it's not produced. Like, I need to rewrite this, or I need to do this a certain way. And like, or no one will listen to it. Or, but then I realized after listening to it, I'm like, actually, this is pretty good just the way it is. Like, I can just put this out and I can just leave that behind and I can keep on making new stuff, you know, as Josh Nova, or maybe whatever new characters I might want to take on in the future. But definitely, you know, Nova Stream is an exciting project. It'll probably debut later this year, but I'll be releasing a lot of my back catalog. And, you know, those are songs that hopefully other singers will want to cover. I'm going to be releasing a lot of new material and new videos. And so it's just really one place for everything to come together and for people to be able to access it. And what's most exciting to me is working with you and some other people and actually having an actual record label and having other people involved and collaborators and writers and musicians all sort of come together on this platform. And again, just and being a one place where people can access it. So, you know, you go to the website, everything is there, streaming, mm-hmm. wanna, you know, download something, want to buy a poster, a CD. And for a long time, it was just really frustrating to not have that and have people, oh, well, where's your music? Like, is it on YouTube? Is it on SoundCloud? Is it on Spotify? Is it? I'm like, yeah, it's everywhere. Like, I don't know, you know, and it's like, I just want to be able to give somebody like one link, and that's everything. And then if, from there, if you want to go like explore the whole internet, like it's probably there too. Yeah. But it's certainly a lot to keep up with. With one of my friends, we were talking about TikTok, and I'm like, I am not getting on TikTok right now. I'm not doing it. I'm going to leave that to the tweens.
We could be very wrong about this, Josh. This could be what we have been waiting for 10 plus years.
It's going to backfire on me, of course, like right in my face. Like, well, I can't believe Josh Nova said that. Yeah, listen to TikTok.
But it could be the thing. It. Good or bad or indifferent or neutral could be the thing that launches you. We never know.
Everything comes out. I mean, what was the other one? I can't even think of the name. It was like
Vine? Vine?
Yes. I was going to say, where is Vine now?
Vine's gone. It's TikTok or it's Snapchat. It's just, I don't know. It's become something else.
Right. And so if you leave it up to the world to be ever changing, mm-hmm. and you're always just subscribing to the latest thing and like trying to do your music like that, it's just so frustrating. Oh. And so having this channel for me is sort of just tuning that out. Yes, while I'm involved with all of that, I have my own platform. I'm doing this my own way and I'm in control of it. So, you know, unless
on
the internet or whatever, then I probably will always be around, you know.
I have to say, you have certainly been so influential to me for a number of things, because again, as we're having this conversation, I had prepared for this call and we're working closely on a lot of things, but you know, just to be in this concentrated space and really thinking about your journey and our journey together, I remember just like key moments where you really helped me snap out of the expectations of the world around us, whether it was the style of, and how we approach songwriting, like just let it out, just whatever, just let it go, let it release, to how to carefully construct a social media plan, whatever, just do it. I was just like, really? And it's so interesting that those were a lot of the messages. And the more and more I talk to younger artists, this just vulnerability and just laying it all out there is that mindset. So, you know, I just feel like you've always been a little ahead of the curve and knowing just what the main purpose of all of this is, but centering it and keeping it accessible and owned on a website and within a production house, I think is just, again, a beautiful vision moving forward for you and for others.
That's what it came down to. I mean, so many times I've had the thought to do something like that. I mean, especially even like, I'll reference American Idol again, but I think it was rejected like twice from that show. After like, you know, sleeping outside and like getting through like 12,000 people to the top 200. And then like, they tell me like, you're too young. Why don't you come back next year? Like, we've already filled the 19-year-old white boy slot or whatever. So I'm like, I had enough. And I realized like, I'm more the person to create a show like American Idol than to be on it. And so that's a good thing. I was definitely miserable because no one likes to be rejected. And not only that, I mean, there's other things too. I worked with an indie label for a lot of years, and I really thought that was going to be my thing and take off. But, you know, it didn't work out. But I was able to take a lot away from that, what I learned. And then also, again, realize to myself, wait a minute, like, I don't really need anyone except me. Like I can do this on my own. Like, why am I looking to all these other people to like do my job for me? I can do it, you know? And so, yeah. Did I need to like learn a few more things or work a little harder? Yes. Did it take a little longer? Yes. But here I am. So
I so can relate to that. And that's the big reason for my Dragonfly and the dragonfly in my cat logo, because we have been through some storms in these past 10 years. And, you know, but then we go back and just where the conversation started is just the core essence of why we love this. You know, it was just so pure. And then when you start really going into the industry and working through this on that level, you have to build a thick skin that isn't taught, you know, and that's really comes from the experience and the journey. So there's so much.
Tears, you know, yeah. There's definitely a lot of crying, but I also like writing. So, you know, it's fine. You know, I've been listening a lot to Machine Gun Kelly, who I think should have album of the year. I don't know if you've heard the record, but it's just so good. But he says something, I'm trying to think of the line in the song. He's like, my producers hate me or something because I got to go through shit to keep on writing. It's like one of the lyrics. But it's so true. I mean, yeah. I remember when I was working with a label too, I was just going through all kinds of shit. And it was like that time of your life where you're like experimenting with things and whatever and trying to emote how you feel and you can grasp that moment.
Right.
But you almost feel like you're like stuck in this trap of sorts of like, why do I have to feel all these things? And you know, like, and then write about it. But it's like, I'm talking to my dad. He's like, you know, I think you've had enough experience to work with. I'm like, easy for you to say, you know, but like I had realized at that moment when he said it to me, like stopped me in my tracks, and then I realized I was like caught up in this cycle of like constantly striving for some sort of drama or something to happen to really move me or motivate me when it was all right here all along. I could just look back or whatever, think about what I had been through and really channel that. And so, that's that was an exciting moment for me to realize that. Just to be like, all right, you do have it in you. You have enough stuff, you know, and you don't have to be like in a painful situation. Like, you deserve to be happy. And maybe you're not going to write happy songs. Like, okay, fine. But you definitely don't need to drag yourself through the mud to write sad ones. You've already been through the mud.
Been through it, man. We've literally been through it.
Yeah. Yes. So that was that time we were writing every time. And we went out. We decided to get on a boat. I don't know why we decided to get on a boat, but
because we had the opportunity to be on a boat and right. Be on a boat.
Why not? So why not? And
well, but I was house sitting by the shore. Yeah.
And then I think I told my dad that. He's like, why don't you take my canoe out? You know, and I'm like, sure. So like,
Dad is full of a lot of ideas.
I strap it to the top of the truck with like some bungee cords and drive over to
Never Grant. Forget.
And we drag out the boat and get out there with the guitar.
And your iPhone. And iPhone sessions.
Because the iPhone, that was my main recording device at that time. And God, I don't even know how we got that far. But then we didn't realize we were on the sound, I guess. And I thought we were going on a lake. And we went on the sound, which has a high tide and a low tide. And we got like sucked out with the tide. And when we came back in, we had to literally drag the boat through the mud.
Yes.
And
I still have the scar.
For how, I mean, it was like at least what, half a mile. It was a ridiculously long drag.
Angels were on our shoulders. We figured it out as we always do, you and me.
Yes. I mean, you had stepped on a seashell and like cut your leg, cut your foot.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was crazy, but it was such a fun time. I'm glad we can look back and laugh at it.
Of course. We made it through. You got to have a little war wound. So there is so much coming up for you. The single is going to release and the music video is going to release on Sunday, February 28th.
Correct, yes.
The Battle is coming out, everyone. Sunday, February 28th. So when this
battle,
woo! When this, I love that. When this podcast airs, you guys will all be able to hear that and hop over to YouTube and check that out. And so excited to have that group event for your launch and the premiere, the exclusive Zoom event for that. So, and of course, Anti-Gravity coming out for us this year, Anti-Gravity. And just really that essence of collaboration again, I love that. And I feel that that's such a big part of being a songwriter is to be able to open up to other people and at least for me and my process and bounce ideas off. So much on the road ahead. And this has just been a wonderful conversation and a beautiful journey. I always tell my guests I could go on for hours, but I'm inspired by inspired people. Josh Nova, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kat. It was really nice to talk to you and look forward to all of the upcoming fun stuff that's going to happen this year.
Everyone will stay tuned for all of that. Thank you.
If you want to learn more about the process, creativity, and the journey, check out my website, katspinamusic.com. Thank you again for listening.